Hi, our dear friends. Happy Tuesday. I hope so you'll be very well and healthy in your life and in your spiritual life also. Yeah, today we have the fourth episode from the Chit Chat Ex-Transgender Pastor with Austin from US. This part is the last part. If you missed the part 1, 2, 3, please go back to Spotify Wind Angel Academy Radio. Listen one by one. Part 1, part 2, part 3. And this is the last part, part 4. Please follow Wind Angel Academy in Spotify and give votes. Thank you so much. And then please share our episode for your friends. And the end, please write for us your comments. You also, you can send your email for us, windangelacademyradio@gmail.com. You have any idea, you can send for us to our email. Yes, thank you so much for listening to me. I don't want to talk more. I want to invite you to last episode from ex-transgender pastor Reverend Edmund Smith with Austin. Until next week, bye bye.
And Sarah Higdon, who she's also she's sort of a peripheral friend of mine, but you know, to be told by other people that they're not grassroots or they're not doing enough, they're not on the front lines, it's like, that just shows that you're in, you know, you are literally in a yes light spin cycle. You're not thinking clearly, you know. And the whole like Blossom is just, I love that after that Jubilee episode, so many people, like Amala, came up with receipts against Blossom. Blair pulled out the receipts. Shape had a, you know, like so many people are saying like this, she's lying. This is not true. Angel. You know, Buck Angel, you know, like it's been really funny to just kind of like eat my popcorn and watch that whole thing just like dismantle. But Jubilee is interesting. Yeah, I would love to see Jubilee do a D-trans pro-trans versus D-trans anti-trans. And I would love to be on that second side of against transition.
Jubilee sent me an invitation. I can't remember what topic. It's definitely something to do with being ex-transgender. It's like a month or two ago, but not knowing that I'm in Malaysia, they thought that I'm in the US, you know. So I told them I'm in the US and it's like going to be difficult for me to come over and all that. So yeah, they sent me an invitation, sent me an email. So that happened. But I think you should also get, you should speak to Jessica Gill on your podcast. You know, she's very open to sharing what she's doing as a late transitioning person. And then the reason why she didn't say much in that Jubilee podcast was because she went up the mindset to speak on behalf of sports, you know, women and sports. And she believes that trans women should not be in women's sports. She wanted, that's her area. Yeah, and she felt that Blair was already saying a lot of things that she wanted to say. So hence, she just kept quiet. Yeah, she's an amazing person. You should get to know her. Yeah,
I definitely will. I'll reach out.
Yeah, I have contacts if you want to get connected with her. She's ever ready to share her story and things like that. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I feel very called to start making more content on my YouTube channel. Because I find like I've been on some people's podcasts. I would really like to interview you on my future podcast. I would like to know more about your story and I'd like to get Shape on there. And, I'd love to interview Benjamin, Boyce. I was blessed to go on his podcast and people that have a heart open for detransitioners or ex-transgender. I want to know what opened their heart to that, you know, because it's a dangerous thing to have your heart open to this, like, you know, anti-trans. It's like, we're not anti anything. We're pro-truth. We're pro-reality. Exactly. We're pro-God.
Correct. Know? Amen. Amen. I would definitely love to be in your channel, you know, just let me know. And before we end, we have like about 5 minutes before we end. I would like to my producers to just share a picture of me as a transgender person, Alice. Just take a look so that this can trigger our conversation in your video. Wow. So that's me.
Wow. It's so wild because when I look at pictures of me too, I'm kind of shocked. Like, wow. Well, and your facial hair came all back.
No, I did not transition medically. I transitioned only socially. If you notice, I'm flat chested there.
Okay, so no hormones or anything?
Nothing, nothing.
Wow. Well, it looks like you are on hormones. That's incredible. Wow.
So yeah,
it's wild what the human body can do, you know.
I was about 20 then. I'm 53 now, by the way.
Wow. So what? So how old were you when you transitioned?
I transitioned socially at 4 years old. Can you imagine?
Wow.
My mom allowed me to. My mom, and that's like in the 70s. Wow. Okay, now, but we can't continue with this conversation. We'll take this conversation when you interview me.
Well, I'm going to interview you about this. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
And we can talk about that. So at least anyone who's watching this video will wait for that video, me in your interview. So any last words, you know, Austin Benton, did I pronounce your name correctly, Benton?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Benton.
So any last words that you have, you know, for my audience, and a lot of my audience are basically believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they'll be definitely excited to listen to what you shared today, because sometimes I do interview non-believers as well, but they're always excited to when a believer comes as my guest. So any last words that you have for the people who's going to watch this interview?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, if you're not a Christian and you are curious about it, find a Bible at a thrift store, find a Bible with the red letters and just start reading those red letters. That's how I got back to hear what exactly my Lord and Savior had to say to me specifically. You can open up the New Testament anywhere, boom, red letter, read it. It will start to change your life. The second thing I will say is the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 6, 10 through 20 something, the full armor of God. That is something I pray to put on me every day before I start my day, before I start my life, because there are constantly going to be spiritual warfare and flaming arrows of the enemy coming at you. And it is important for us as Christians to be armored up against that. You know, if you think of spiritual warfare and you think of like, you know, like an action movie where like the one guy is just beating all these like, you know, armies of people and just destroying them, that's God fighting all of these demons for your soul. And when you think that there is actually like, you know, this warrior out there protecting you, it's empowering. I mean, my confidence level went through the roof when I started realizing that, yeah, there are, you know, interdimensional entities and angels and God and the sons of God. Like there are these things, these forces we don't understand as mere humans, but they are fighting the enemy on our behalf. And, you know, just submit to the two most, you know, basic tenets of Christianity. Love God above all else. Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, if you do those two things, I don't believe you can go wrong. And by following those two tenets, I have to, by loving my neighbor as myself and loving my God above all else, I have to say that God created you guys to be effeminate men and masculine women. And that's beautiful. And that God has a purpose for that. So don't be took in by the devil and his lies and his, you know, deceit. You will never be the opposite sex. You will never be the opposite gender. It will just cause more pain, heartache, and personal anguish. So submit to the Lord, love yourself, love your neighbor.
Thank you so much, Austin. You were amazing. Thank you.
God bless you, brother. God bless you.
You have the gift of preaching, bro. You do have gift of preaching. It's beautiful, you know. You definitely, I see Jesus in you, you know, pressing and growing the Lord and just enjoy becoming more and more the version that you, the best version eventually that of yourself that God had created for you to be. Love you. Thank you so much for taking your time.
Thank you, brother.
To be in my, in chit chat with ex-transgender pastor. Bye-bye. Love you. Thank you so much.
Peace. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Bye-bye.